It's Mark and Walt in the morning here on Sunny 101.9. As we continue with the program, it's time for our latest Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Today, we're going to be talking about Healthy Michigan plans and more with Melanie Beachigo, Chief Operating Officer with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
We got some interesting and important information here this morning, and it starts with the Healthy Michigan plan. So first off, let's start with that. What is the Healthy Michigan plan and who does it cover?
The Healthy Michigan Plan, also referred to as HMP, is a result of the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. This program started in Michigan back in April of 2014. It provides health care coverage for our Michigan citizens between the ages of 19 and 64, with an income at or below 133% of the federal poverty level. Unlike traditional Medicaid, the Healthy Michigan Plan beneficiaries do have cost sharing in the form of co-payments and monthly contributions. Specifically to the UP, the HMP plan covers almost 16,000 residents and covers more than 675,000 people statewide, helping people get access to affordable, quality health care.
So it's a big plan. It affects a lot of people, and that's why you're here this morning, is there are some major changes. What do people need to have in mind?
Yes, there are some major changes coming up. So effective January 1st, 2020, Michigan law is requiring some Healthy Michigan plan beneficiaries ages 19 through 61 to report 80 hours of work or other activities per calendar month, or they could lose their coverage. Some other things that people can do to satisfy these work requirements are participate in job training, volunteering, vocational training, interning, and being a student.
So this is coming, it says basically it has to be done or there could be some loss of benefits, which is important. You're working with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services with this. They're telling the word, but you're getting the word out a little more too, right?
Yes, exactly. So they do need to report their work or other qualifying activities to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. If they fail to report their work or work activities, they could lose their coverage for up to 3 months. Healthy Michigan plan beneficiaries must report their work or other activities each month. Failure to report activities for 3 months in 1 year could result in a loss of their health care coverage. Mm-hmm. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has done a great job communicating these requirements to the beneficiaries across the state. All the beneficiaries should have received a letter by now informing them of what's expected of them and how to report the requirements.
So are there some exemptions to this requirement?
Yes, there are several reasons a Healthy Michigan plan beneficiary would be exempt from this requirement. This includes pregnancy, being medically frail, being a full-time student, acting as a primary caretaker for a family member under the age of 6, and caring for a disabled dependent or someone who cannot make decisions for themselves. A full list of exemptions is available on the Healthy Michigan plan website. Individuals who are recognized by the state of Michigan as being exempt should have also received a letter in the mail letting them know they're exempt and letting them know that they are not required to report.
Go ahead.
And if someone believes they qualify for an exemption from 1 month to the next, they should report this to MDHHS as soon as possible.
You're talking about reporting information, particularly to the state of Michigan. How do people do this to report these pieces of information?
There are three ways a Healthy Michigan plan member can report this information to the state of Michigan. First of all, members can report online. If they have a MyBridges account, they can report through the MyBridges portal, which is available at www.michigan.gov/MIBridges. If members don't yet have an account, they can register for one online. Second, members may report by phone by calling the HMP Work Requirements and Exemption Reporting line at 1-833-895-4355. And third, members may report in person by visiting their local MDHHS office.
The other question I have is if someone needs any help reporting or finding work in this context, what can they do?
Information about resources can be found online through MyBridges. Many community resources for help with finding a job, childcare, transportation, and more can be found in MyBridges or by dialing 211 or visiting www.mi211.org. Information specific about the Healthy Michigan Plan is available on the Healthy Michigan Plan website at www.healthymichiganplan.org. In addition, our members can call us at 1-800-835-2556 or stop into our UPHP office in Marquette for help. We have on-site community health workers that can guide them to employment resources or help them report online or by phone. We're here to help. We really don't want anyone to lose their health care coverage, so feel free to contact us at UPHP.
Melanie Beachigo with us this morning, Chief Operating Officer with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, with our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you for having me.
If you missed any of the interview with Melanie, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm. Just follow the right side of the page. You'll see the Upper Peninsula Health Plan logo there. Click on it and you'll get the interview, and we'll have it there a little bit later on. We've got much more to come on this Tuesday morning, including your forecast details from TV6 meteorologist Jennifer Perez. It's all on the way. I'm Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9.